third year in the series, we discussed the mitzvah of chatzosos, which, as I mentioned, is one mitzvah to relate to Yad Hashem as it appears, and to, in times of tzara, to make a tannis, or actually to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, and in times of salvation, to say Hallel. Those are the two sides of it. Last week we talked about the mitzvah of Hallel, and we distinguished between Kedushas HaYom, a day that demands Hallel because it's special, has to be separated. It's a day that has certain Kedusha, certain qualities of Kedusha, and other days that are commemorative and commemorate the Nisim that happened, miracles, salvation, redemption. And then we say Hallel, perhaps, and might be a difference whether it's Kriya or whether it's Shira. Today I want to discuss Tanis. Tanis is the other side of Chatzotzos. And most of today's shir, if not all, is based on a shir that Rav Salvezhi gave. It's found in Shurim Zecher Ava Meri, one of the Yahrzeit Shurim. And there are two different ideas which the Rav wanted to develop. One idea is, let's begin with the first rivet. The Rav writes, HaNodar sheyotzum b'shabbos o b'yomtov chayev latzum. Right? If you make a neder, they have to meet some. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you have to meet some. Amar Ram dafka b'sha'amar alai. Avul amar hareini b'tanis hayom aser. That's only when you said, you know, achila b'shtia is aser alai. But if you say this day is a day of tanis, then it's aser. So what I want to do is try to first understand what exactly is different between these two different models of being makabal tanis. One way of makabal tanis is alai, the other way of makabal tanis is hayom. Okay, so let's take a look at a few gemaras in Tanis. Amar Shmuel, kol Tanis shelo kibel alav mi ba'od yom, lav shmei Tanis. Any Tanis that you weren't makabel the mincha before is not a Tanis. The iyasiv mai, what happens if you said it, you had the Tanis without being makabel? Amar Rabba Bashila, dami lo mapucha de mayazik. It's like a bag full of hot air, right? It's basically worthless. Amos makbele, when do you have to makabel? B'mincha, Rav Amar b'mincha, Shmuel Amar b'tfilas mincha. What you have to do is makabel in the tefillah which precedes the day of the Tanis. Pirshashi b'sofa, you know, towards the end of tefillas mincha, tosef es tritzo v'tachmin. What do we say at the end of davening? We say Elo kain esor, right? That's not part of the tefillah itself. That's after the tefillah. The lech brachin tefillah is hamvarach z'mayisrael b'shalom, and afterwards we say tachanunim. And there's a whole list of the Gemara of various different Tachanunim that the various different Amoraim said, and what we say is a Elokai Netzor. At that point you say, Hareini macha betanis v'davka nakat mincha b'shum d'samach l'tchilas yom ta'niso. Right? And why mincha? Because mincha is the tefillah which is adjacent to the day of Tanis. Okay? When you have a Kabbalah of Tanis, when do you start your Tanis?
The night of.
Really?
The night of
one
day.
When do you start? When do you begin to fast? Alos Hashachar, the beginning of the day. We'll see exactly when. Beginning of the day. Begin fasting at the beginning of the day. So why is Mincha the tefillah which is adjacent to the Yom HaTanis? It should be Maariv. Maariv should be a much closer tefillah to Tanis. Okay, let's take a look at a Gemara which I know you're probably all familiar with. What happens? Let's say the next Tanis that's coming up is Atzeret B'Teves. Okay. When does the Tanis start? Nowadays, let's say, Alos HaShachar right now is around 5 minutes to five. Okay? Right? Anybody wake up for Alos HaShachar today? No? It's around 5 minutes to five. That's Alos HaShachar. And if you went to sleep and you decided, well, I want to drink a cup of coffee because I can't do it without a cup of coffee, so you get up at, you go to sleep and you say, I have in mind to wake up at 4:30, I'm going to drink a cup of coffee. Right? Come, you have any coffee with you? What?
No.
What do you have?
Water.
Water? Okay. Well, if you wanted to drink coffee before your Tanis, right? So you have in mind before you go to sleep to wake up early in the morning before Alos HaShachar and then drink a cup of coffee. But what happens if somebody goes to sleep and doesn't have in mind to wake up and can't fall asleep and he wakes up?
Before
Alos HaShachar, can you drink coffee?
Yeah.
No. He cannot. Right? He cannot drink coffee unless he has in mind that he's not makabel with the Tanis when he goes to sleep, and then he can drink coffee when he wakes up.
That's even on real fast days, not just being makabel on yourself?
I'm talking about a regular, you know, I think it's even Tanis Yachid, right? You have to have in mind. You can eat till Alos HaShachar as long as you have in mind. But if you go to sleep and do not intend to wake him full Alos HaShachar, you can. Let's take a look at source number three. Tan Rabbana. Ad matay ochel b'sholse ad sheyal amir HaShachar. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, ad kros hagever. Right? What's kros hagever? Kros hagever. What's a gever?
Person.
What? Wrong. A gever is a tanagol. Hashem nasan asachliv yinal chimin yom v'nayla. Kros hagever. A gever is the rooster. When a rooster starts crying out, does the rooster start crying out before Alos HaShachar or after? It's after Alos HaShachar, I think. I think it's after Alos HaShachar. Otherwise, he wouldn't have much bina. If he'd start crying before Alos HaShachar, then he's crazy, right? Obviously, he's calling out that they start after Alos HaShachar, but before Nates. So we say Hashem Nasan Asachviv now, because you know, if you would ask me whether it's Alos HaShachar, I wouldn't know. You know, when it begins, when dawn begins to break, it begins to get light. But somehow the Tanagol knows, right? You know the famous joke of somebody who walks into the Beis Medrash at around 10 o'clock in the morning and starts putting on tefillin and has a lot of kavana, and his friend is looking at him and you know he's already been learning for 2 hours and then he says b'chavada asher nasan sachvivi alachim ben yom ben laila, and the friend next to him who's been learning for 2 hours says asher shal rochta asher mukim lachalav asher shalo asani sechvi, you know, shalo asani sechvi. Sechviv, you know, a tanagol knows how to wake up early in the morning, right? So somehow it knows, starts calling out Hashem Nasan Sechviv. Kros HaGever is when a tanagol starts calling out. It's after Alos HaShachar, but it's before the break of dawn. You don't even realize that it's Alos HaShachar yet. It looks very, very dark outside. The tanagol knows. Okay? Okay, first of all, why should it not be Alos HaShachar regarding every other din, either Alos HaShachar or Zricha? What's this Kros HaGever? What does that mean? Why cross again? Why all of a sudden a new time frame that we don't usually have when we're talking about the difference between night and day? Okay? Eisve Rava, Gamar Va'amar Hareza Ochel. I'm sorry. Lo Shemosh Lo Gamar Sugdaso. You can eat until Alos HaShachar as long as you eat throughout the whole night. Okay? Even if you stopped eating, you can continue eating. Hasam kshol silek, you can amri amarava, and this is halacha. Lo shanu el kshol yasha. If you didn't go to sleep, you can eat till the morning. Aval yashan eino ochel. If you went to sleep, you can't eat. Esfe abaye, yashan vaman hareza ochel, hasam bimistamne. Right? This is what it's based on. If you go to sleep and don't have intention of waking up in the morning, you can't eat. But if you plan on waking up in the morning, it's considered that you didn't go to sleep yet. In other words, you plan on waking up. But if you didn't plan on waking up, you can't eat. The question is why? If the Tanis starts in the morning, and you woke up before the Tanis starts, why can't you eat? The answer is that the Tanis does not start in the morning. The Tanis starts at night. But there's a heter achila till the morning. As long as you're still eating or still thinking about eating, we give you a heter achila till the morning. Except for two taniyos, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, where Leilo Kiyomo, we give you a heter, there's a special heter that you can eat until the morning. But the tanis starts at night. Why should the tanis start at night?
The halachic day starts at night.
Because the halachic day starts at night. Like Erev Yivoker. And there's a day of a yom, it's a halach of a yom tanis. What is a tanis? Is a tanis a certain amount of time that I decide not to eat or drink? No. I define the day as a yom shel tanis. And therefore, there's a certain integrity that the entire day has to have. The entire day is defined as a yom tanis. But unless you're talking about either a real tanis tzibur, by the way, or according to the Ramban, or Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, so, or basically tanis yachid, there's a heter achila, you know, for a certain period of time. And that's why the shita by kros hagever. Because the tanis already started at night, but until people begin to wake up in the morning, we give you a heter achila. So that's what's going on over here. And therefore the halacha is that if you want to drink a cup of coffee in the morning or drink water or anything before the tanis starts in the morning, you have to have in mind. If you just happen to wake up, you're not allowed to drink. Okay, that's the halacha. That's the halacha of sukkah. Okay. So now we understand what Rashi means, or what the Gemara means, that you have to mekabel tanis in the mincha before, because the mincha is the tefillah which is adjacent to the tanis, because the tanis starts at night, even though there's a heter achila till the morning. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Huna, source number 4. Yachet shekibel of tanis afilu acha v'shasa kol alayla lemacha v'spal tefillas tanis. Right? Even though you ate and drank all night, tomorrow you can say an enu. What's the chiddush? Now we understand the chiddush, because now we understand that the tanis really begins at night, and there's only a heter achil in the day, and therefore Raphis has to tell us that even though you ate at night, you can still say an enu in the day. If we would look at the entire time as being, if we say the tanis starts in the day, we wouldn't understand this gemara. Okay, there's another interesting Rashi which is even sharper than that. Take a look at source number 5. V'hachanami amar Rav Huna Maseches Tanis Yachid Shekibel of Tanis Alfi Sha'ocha V'shosa Kol HaLayla Mispalel Tfilas Tanis. Right? What does it mean Mispalel Tfilas Tanis? When Mispalel Tfilas Tanis? According to Rashi, Matzasi Braisa Shan Raboseinu Pa'amim Sha'adam Shori B'Tanis Fe'enu Mispalel. There are times when people are fasting and they can't say Aneinu. Upa'amim she'eino sharei b'tanis umispalel. And there are times that you're not fasting and you can't say Aneinu. Okay? Ha'ketzad. Kam b'knisasa, kam b'yitziyasa. Right? Now the simple understanding is that b'knisasa is at the beginning of the tanis. You ate all night, in the morning, or let's take Tisha B'av. You ate, you just finished the Surah Mafsekas, you have a full stomach, you can say Aneinu at night. So you're still full, you're not Shoy B'Tanis, but you can say Aneinu. Arvis, after Tisha B'Av is over, it's no longer B'Tanis, but you're starving, right? So there are times when you're starving and you can't say Aneinu, when the Tanis is over but you haven't eaten yet, and there are times that you're full but you can't say Aneinu. We don't say Aneinu until Mincha, because maybe we won't finish the Tanis and then it turned out to be a Sheker. But if we would know that we for sure that we'd be able to finish the Tanis, you could say basically the Tefillah's Tanis, all the Tefillah's of Tanis, right? So the first Tefillah that you're saying, you're still full. So you could be Eino Shor B'Tanis and say Aneinu, and you could be Shor B'Tanis and Eino not say Aneinu, right? That's basically what it says over here. But Rashi says something interesting. What's Knisasa? Erev Tanis Apisha Asid Lecho La'achar Tefillah. Mispalel Tfilas Tanis. We're talking about Arvis, even though you can eat supper afterwards, still you can say Aneinu. In a regular Tanis, when you start in the morning, and you daven Marav at night, and you're still going to eat supper after that, you can say Aneinu. How can you say Aneinu?
Starts at night.
Because it's a Tanis. It's just a Heter Achila, but it's a Tanis. You've already begun the Tanis. Tanis means that you've begun the day, which is Yom Tanis. Tanis doesn't mean fasting. Yeah.
Isn't the point of Aneinu that it's Rag Dola Anachnu?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be, it's not tied to the fast, it's tied to the fact that you're in pain and suffering.
No, it's tied to the fact that it's the day of the Churban, it's the day of you know, what's the Tzara Gadolah Anachnu? It's all
it's
oh. Right. Tzara Gadolah Anachnu. What are we asking? We're asking Hashem answer us and let us eat tomorrow. Hashem, you have Hezbollah in the north, and you have the Hamas in the south, and you have Iran in the east, and you have Turkey. I mean, it's terrible what's going on. That's the Tzara Gadolah Anachnu. Right, so you have historical tzara, but when we pray on a tanis, even based on historical tzara, we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us out of the tzara that we're in now. We don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're really, really hungry now, please give us food tomorrow. I hope that's not what we're saying. Right? That's not what a tanis is. Okay, so here what you have in Rashi is really a shocking expression of what we're saying, that you can say Aneinu even though you're still eating, because the day of Tanis has begun. Okay. So the first idea that we're trying to develop is that Tanis is not fasting. Tanis is a day of Tanis. It's a day that has a certain quality. And there's an integrity of the day. And like with all days, Vayi'er Vayivoker, day starts at night. As a matter of fact, it's a big machlokas among the poskim. We Din Avel start on Shivasa B'Tamuz, right? Can you get married on Erev Shivasa B'Tamuz?
No.
The fast hasn't started yet, right? You got to start fasting in a day. So maybe the 3 weeks only start when the fast begins. Or maybe you start from Shivasa B'Tamuz, it's ready at night. So I think both Rav Moshe and Rav Salvechik said, no, the fast starts at night. You have a heter achila till the morning, but the fast itself starts at night. And therefore, whether you go by the date or whether you go by the fast, you have to begin at night. Right? Based on this idea that basically the Tanis starts at night. It's an idea of Yom Tanis, right? And therefore, in Mincha before, you have to Mekabel Tanis. If you weren't Mekabel Tanis, it's like a Mapucha Malei Zika. Why? Because you just fasted, but it's not a Yom Tanis. You just fasted, you just didn't eat. But you didn't have a Yom Tanis. The idea is to establish the Yom as a Yom Tanis. Okay. Just make a little bit of associations with what we talked about last week, that regarding Hallel, there's a day not only not only of saying Shira and Shevach Tatarz Baruch Hu, there's also a day of a Yom that requires Hallel. Okay, there's a din of a Yom. Okay, now what's the essence of the day? A Yom Tanis, what's the essence of the day? What are we supposed to be doing on a Yom Tanis? What are you supposed to be doing on Yom Tanis?
Shiva.
What?
Shiva.
Shiva?
Teshuva.
Teshuva. Teshuva. Right, Teshuva. And what else?
Maybe Shlesh did a tzedakah on a Yom Tanis.
There's a kiyum in tzedakah which is connected to Teshuva, but it's not the... if I had to define the day, it's a day of what? Let's go back to... the original makor of Tanis, which is chatzotzos. You have to blow the chatzotzos and do what? And pray. Tefillah be'ez tzara. Special halacha of tefillah be'ez tzara. Source number 6. Amra Huna. Mitzafra kenufya. Hechi adinon amra bayim. Mitzafra lepalgid yom ba'ayni b'mil demasa. First of all, everybody gets together. On a tefillah sibor, everybody gets together. Right, they all gather together in shul or b'chov shalir in the town square, and they start. Okay, what do we have to do tshuva? That's first of all. V'pagid yom l'panya rivad yomah karo maftira. You read from the Torah, your gil midos and your maftir. V'rivad yomah by rashmi, and in the last quarter of the day you call to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you must follow. Okay, so basically what Tanis is a day of tshuva and a day of tefillah. That's what Tanis is, right? And that's why, by the way, mincha, why do we korah b'torah mincha? We don't korah b'torah mincha except for Shabbos. Why on Tanis are you korah b'torah mincha? Why do you have a haftorah at mincha? We never have haftorah mincha except for Yom Kippur. Why is there a haftorah? The reason you call haftorah is order to read the haftorah. We can't just read the haftorah without being called haftorah. The reason that you call haftorah on Shabbat, the main reason is in order to have the ability to say the haftorah Dirshu Hashem Mimatzah. Because Dirshu Hashem Mimatzah, that's the Haftorah that we're talking about over here, that you gather all the people together and you read to them Divrei Tachanun, Dirshu Hashem Mimatzah, and you call to them out to do tshuva. Okay, the Rambam that we already saw in Bachatzotzos, Mr. Sasemin Atol, the Zok, La Ria Bachatzotzos, Al Kotzar, Shetavol, Al Tzibur, Shemar, Al Tzatzar, Etchem, Baretim, Bachatzot, Vedavzemi, Dachet, Tshuva. Okay, we're not going to repeat all this. Okay, that's the idea of Tanis Tzibur. And then the Rambam in later on Halachates, Kashem Shat Tzibur Mis'anim Al Tzarasim Ka Chayachid Mis'ana Al Tzaraso Ketzer Haresha Hayelo Chole O Toav Midbar O Asur Beit HaSurim Yeshel Lis'anos Allah V'Vakesh Rachim V'Tfilaso V'Omer Anenu V'Chol Tfilash Mis'pala. So Rambam says, not only do you have Tfilas Tanis Tzibur, you have Tanis Yachid. And what do? On a Tanis Yachid, the thing that Ram mentions is Ba'kesh Rachmi Tfilaso, and you say Anenu. Right? Anenu is not just, Anenu is the essence of what a Tanis is. We talk about Tfilas Tanis. The essence of what a Tanis is a Yom of Tfila, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Tzara. That's the essence of what Tanis is. Okay? In Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, "Bilvag Marigin Zaken Ochiach Le'am Kedei Sheyashuvim Midarkam." You have somebody who's Ochiach, Umosifim Sheish Brachot, and then you add. You basically have 24 brachot. You add another 6 brachot. Why? Because it's a Yom Tefillah. Not only that, you know, there's the idea of Ne'ilah as well. Ne'ilah is not only the key of Ne'ilah is not only on Yom Kippur when you on Tanis when you daven. Towards Shkia, it has a kim of Ne'ilah, and that's why for Ne'ilah you have Birchus Kohanim. If you have an Eretz Yisrael, you daven Mincha close to Shkia, you have Birchus Kohanim. Why? Because it's Ne'ilah, not Mincha. You don't have a separate tefillah, but it has a kim of Ne'ilah. Okay. But we call Tanis from Taniyos Tzor Shegozun Al Tzibur Mispalim Tefillas Ne'ilah B'chol Makom. So the idea of Tanis is a Yom Tefillah. And therefore, Yom that you're marba b'tfilos, you add brachos, you know. And again, in the Tanis Tzibur, in the Tanis Yachid, you add anenu, you add ne'ilah. Okay. Now, this is connected to the other idea that we saw. When in Mekabel Tanis, we saw at Mincha Tanis. Right? And Zvachok Sav Shmuel. Rav says, Mincha Tav Shmuel says, during Tfilas Mincha. During Tfilas Mincha, you're Makabal Tavis. The Rabbim writes, Kol Tanis Lo Kibla Alav Hayach Bo Yom Ena Tanis, Ketzer Makabal Kshis Fal Tfilas Mincha, Omer Achat Tfila Makar Ahab Tanis, Vigomo Belibo Lesanos Makar. Okay, so that's standard. There was a Girsa in the Rambam, brought down by the Hagaris Mamonios, that said, you're Makabal by saying Anenu. You say Anenu not like Rashi at Mar. You say Anenu at Mincha. And by saying Anenu at Mincha, you makabel Tanis. Now, what does that mean? The Magen Mishnah says, Mekom kom yeshli tema ksas b'divrei Rabbeinu, shekasav omer Anenu. You say Anenu at Mincha before the Tanis started. What does that mean to say Anenu at Mincha before the Tanis starts? The idea is that you're makabel of Tanis by beginning to act out the Tanis. By being noheg as in a tannis, that's how you makabel the tannis. By showing here, I'm already started. So a mincha, if you say anenu, then you've begun to act out what a tannis is, because a tannis is not fasting; it's not refraining from eating and drinking. A tannis is a yom of tefillah. Okay. Now this connects to another idea. What happens if one forgets to be makabel at times, but one intended of being makabel at times? But one forgets to say ahab at times. Does it work or doesn't it work? Normally, darim need ki yaflulin dar nedar. You have to say it with your mouth. Gamar belibo v'lo hotzi v'sasav v'lo gamar belibo doesn't work. There's one exception. By nidrei mitzvah. There's an idea of call nediv libo. Nediv libo, what does nediv libo mean? Lave. It's your intention. So by nidre iser, you need to say something explicitly, to verbalize. By nidre mitzvah, there's a din of call nediv lave. The Rabbeinu Tam said that if he didn't say it explicitly, I'm Rabbeinu Tam, ki loiv sitani Yosef, ki me'acha shayo b'daitol esaros, if he didn't say it explicitly, but you intended on saying it, Hainu gamra believo, v'havi b'chal nediv lev. Okay, it's Nediv Libo. Now, what is Ravid saying? What Ravid Tam saying? What Ravid Tam saying is that Neder Tanis is not in the Dre Isser. It's not saying I will not eat, I will not drink. It's saying I will do something. I will do a Misa. I will establish tomorrow as a Yom Tanis. Right? Let's go back to the Ravid we saw at the beginning. If you say Hare Alai, Hare Alai is the Lashon of Isser. Hare Alai Achila V'Shtia Machar. But if you say Yom Hayom Ze Aser, you make the day into a day of Tanis. Okay. If we go back to the original Ravid, Hanoder Sheyatzah B'Shabbos of Yom Tov Chayiv Latzo, Amar Avram Dafka Bo Sha'amar Alai. If you made a Nidrei Isser, because of the halacha that Nidrei Isser is chal on mitzvah. If you say Konam, you're not allowed to get hanaf from yeshiva in a sukkah. You're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. Nishpil of Akhalas Mitzvah doesn't work, but a neder does work. Because Ein Machilun La'adam Dava Asurlo. But that's if you say Hanav, sitting in the sukkah is asur to me. Hanav, matzah, Achilas matzah is asur to me. You can't eat matzah on Pesach. But if you say, if you try to make the day of Shabbos into a day of Tanis, it doesn't work. Because Shabbos and Tanis are a Tarte disaster. Because Tanis is a Yom of Tefillah and Tza'aka, and Shabbos is not a Yom of Tefillah and Tza'aka. Ein goes in Lesos, Ein goes in Tanis al Tzibah lo b'Shabbos lo b'Yom Tovim, v'chein Ein Tokim nehem lo b'Shofar lo b'Chatzos lo Zakim u'Mischarim b'Tefillah. The type of Tefillah that we have on Shabbos is not Tachaninim. We don't say Shmona Esrei, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is not a day of tachanunim. It's not a day of tefillah as tachan. Therefore, if you want to make the day of Shabbos into a day of tachanunim, it's not tofes. It doesn't work. If you say, I can't get hanav eating on Shabbos, okay, so you ask for eating. Ein machilun l'adam davar aslo. But if you try to make the day that has kedusha Shabbos, you try to make it into a Yom Tanis, it's not a yom that you don't eat or drink. It's a yom of tachanunim. And yom of tachanunim and yom of Shabbos are a contradiction. Okay? So basically what we saw, explaining the Ravid, is based on two ideas. First of all, Tanis is not simply a neder iser. Tanis is defining a day. But it's defining a day how? Is by making the day into yom of tefillah and a yom of tshuva. That's the idea of Tanis. And all the dinim that we saw are connected to these two ideas. That A, it's establishing a day, and a day has a certain integrity of Vayi Boker, Vayi Boker. It starts at night, it doesn't start in the morning. And even though there's a Heter Achila all night long, it's only Heter Achila. Basically, the Tanis starts at night. And we saw a number of different rides to that. Secondly, the idea, the essence of a Tanis is not a day that, which we refrain from eating and drinking. The essence of a Tanis is a day of Tza'aka, Tachanunim, and Tshuva. And not eating and not drinking is just a method that midivrei sofrim, right? Midaraisa, it's a yom of chatzos, it's a yom of za'aka and tefillah. Midivrei sofrim, we don't eat and we don't drink. So Tanis is only the midivrei sofrim expression of the essence of the day, which is a yom of tefillah and a yom of za'aka. Yeah.
So how do we understand where the iser achila and shtia comes into?
That's the very sofer. The Rambam. Take a look at source number 7. A few lines from the bottom. Midive sofrim, this arus are called Sarj Tavol Tzibor Achiyachmur Mishmayim. Right? Midaraisa, it's chatzosos and it's tila. Midive so, and tshuva. Midive sofrim, you're supposed to fast also.
And to what end?
To what end? In order to push us towards tefillah and tshuva. Yeah.
Why is it universally known as a Yom Tzom? That's just people who are misled and consequently keep the term.
So I'd be able to give you a shiur, and I'd be able to learn something new. Right? Let me ask you a question. When we think of a Tanis, right? Ram writes this in Hilchos Ta'anios, right? The Ram is calling it a Tanis, right? Because when we think of a Tanis, what do we think of mostly in our minds?
Fast.
We think of fasting. We think of not eating and not drinking, right? And the Nevi'im are so full of, what do I need your tanios for if you're not going to do tshuva? So, you know, it's not me, it's the Navi. It's not the Rambam, it's not my fault. You know, the Tanis is a framework in order to help us do tshuva and to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for forgiveness. That's the idea of a Tanis. And if we would just try to do it without a Tanis, it's difficult, because a Tanis actually forces us. You know, it just takes us, you know, we talked about a Kedusha, a day in which we're taken out of the routine, right? By not going to work and going to shul and having a suit and wearing nice clothes. But what happens when I have to be taken out of a routine in order to do tshuva, in order to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Again, we have to stop the routine. Otherwise, if you go to work, it's just not going to be the same. You go to work, you do everything that you regularly do, you know, all of a sudden you're hungry and you realize that that's the Yom Tanis. So the point is that, you know, a Tanis obviously has spiritual significance. It's not just a ritual of not eating and not drinking. But when you don't think about these things, we normally, you know, the lowest common denominator is that a Tanis is a day of not eating and not drinking. But that's not what it's all about. That's what I'm trying to show you. And Navi is full of it. Whenever you talk about Tanis, you know, it's that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I think it's explicit in the Haftorah of Yom Kippur that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in. And why should he be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares whether we eat or we don't eat, whether we drink or we don't drink, whether we had our coffee in the morning or didn't have our coffee in the morning. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about. That's what makes the difference. The point of a Tanis, like the point of all tefillah, is it makes a difference to us. It's a method in which we are able to elevate ourselves and uplift ourselves and bring ourselves to a different level, individually, in cases of individual fast, and communally, in cases of communal fast. So that's the idea. So, you know, the idea of aneinu, or tefillas Tanis, is critical to what a Tanis is. It's not just you know, something that you say. If you forgot it, it's not a big deal. Slichos antanis. We say slichos antanis. What is slichos if not tefillah? What is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachma? I gave you a short thing in Elul about Yud Gimel Midas HaRachma. What is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachma if not the essence of tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Imrula Fanaika Seder Hazer. That's what slichos is. The Kriyas HaTorah that we say is the one of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachma. So that's what the essence of Tanis is. So basically what we've had till now is more or less, we finished, I think, more or less the idea of tefillah, the tefillah of special occasions, whether it be tefillah of Hallel or tefillah of Slichos, whether it be crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us, or whether it be seeing Yeshua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in cases of redemption and miracles. And what we're going to go, and from here we're going to go to the regular routine tefillah that we have every day, and that will be in the coming shiurim. Unless I decide to give a special shiur on Hanukkah, which I might do, I might not. We'll see. Okay. Yeah.